again that way. So it was a terrific 10 years or so, or 12 years actually, around there. It was just a fantastic education for me, unquote. Despite this, he never deviated into any version of abstract expressionist style. Nor was he by instinct fully a realist, differing in this from another contemporary, Philip Perlstein, another dissident who regularly attended debates at the club. Given this innate stubbornness and unwillingness to compromise his own vision, it's interesting to explore where the various components of Katz's very individual visual language may have come from. What is surprising is that some of his sources are so obvious, though they have featured little, if at all, in American discussions of his work. One of Katz's most conspicuous impulses is to fill the canvas with very large but subtly simplified images, often seen in tight close-up, something that emphasizes their scale. A good example here are the two double portraits, Scott and John, and Peter and Linda, both painted in 1966, and thus one of the earliest works in the exhibition. Created when the pop movement was at its height, they share certain characteristics with paintings by Lichtenstein, Rosenquist, or even with the Marilyns of Andy Warhol. Examining it more closely, however, one soon realizes that this is not a pop picture.